All right, folks, and welcome to the WTF Podcast Episode 2. The real WTF Podcast, to be exact. Announced to us this week, as always, we are live, if you will.
Yeah.
But it's Episode 2, the second coming, if you want to call it that, right?
The Reckoning.
The Reckoning.
The Reckoning,
yes.
Yep.
Yes. Last week was our introduction to give us an idea of what the show is going to be and what expect it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And now this week we're going to expect it to talk about a little bit of the wrestling format of the show.
Yes, the one that everybody wants to
hear. And want to know how this is going to happen, if you will. So with that, we have not only the lovely Caroline Stewart.
Yes.
I was going to say voluptuous, but I don't know if you wanted that.
Yeah, it's whatever. I'm a sexy blob.
No, blob. You look fantastic.
I was just saying that
to her. I know. I'm modest. I mean, I'm the one that can take a fat joke. I always say this.
No, it's nothing about you being fat.
No. I get it. Guys, I appreciate the compliments. I know I am a very voluptuous, Rubenesque type of female.
From day one, you are. From day
and
one.
I appreciate it. Thank you very
Since
much.
Since I met you in 2014.
I think I was just talking about your boobs. That's what I think was more.
You're such a class act. Thank you very much. Hey. You're such a class act. Thank you very much.
Oh, you should know me
but
by now.
But the fact of the matter is, yes, I'm a voluptuous female for those that are in audio. But I always say this to people who always make fun of me for being fat. I can lose weight. You can't lose herpes.
Okay.
So, hey.
That makes sense, yes.
I can lose the fat.
It's not even a knock with the pump.
I'm just saying in general.
Yeah, I just want to say that I love her legs. Her legs, I love.
We all love her. Everybody loves Caroline.
Legs, I love.
Thank you. I take it you're a leg man, so I'll get you a bucket of legs at KFC later.
Yeah, I'm more of a leg man. Yeah.
Leg man. Yeah, this show is, WTF tends to be a little too honest, and some people can't take the honesty.
No, and that's fine. I mean, No,
this is talking about people in the
past.
No,
honesty is a hard pill to swallow. That's why everyone loves to have the sugar-coated bullshit fed to them because it's sugar-coated
bullshit.
It's delicious. And it's delicious. Anything sugar-coated is going to taste delicious. I could sprinkle shit on, sugar on a pile of shit and tell you it's a brownie. You know, you wouldn't care. But if I told you it was shit, you would look at me in disgust.
And speaking of honesty, we have what is a segue to honesty. I don't know how, but we have Gia Savitz.
That's right, the transgender phenom, Gia Savitz.
Yes. Yeah, you can't get on beyond us than that.
Exactly. Honestly. But honestly, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. You know, and as you all know, and I know the WTF fans know, Gia always loves coming in here and delivering the goods.
Oh, of course.
That's
so
why he's being honest.
I'm unpredictable, and you can always, always expect the unexpected with me. Definitely.
So you have anything for now, or you just want to let it simmer for a little bit?
I do have a lot to say. You know, I pull no punches.
All right, so with the subject of being honest here, we talked about last week how we met.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question is, how did we meet?
Okay, it's a very, 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 very interesting story. Now,
I'll let you.
Okay, now I think this is going to be a little prelude because I am planning on writing a book called "The Path to WTF" by Gia Savitz, forward by Nelson Torres.
Ooh.
Well, I didn't know anything. I was going to forward a book.
I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, all right, here's how it all started. Okay, It started really 20 years ago. It was a prelude to how I got introduced to Nelson and WTF.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's how it went. So back in 1998, I went to boarding school out in Massachusetts.
Okay.
And there was a guy I went to school with over there by the name of Matt Henry. He lived in Keene, New Hampshire.
All right.
And so I'm in the cafeteria one day having lunch. He goes up to me and he says, my brother Dave and I, Dave Henry, were planning on doing an underground promotion in New Hampshire, based out of Keene, New Hampshire. So, okay, yeah. So he's like, he knew that I was, really into wrestling and everything like that. I was just a fan. I wasn't in the business at the time, just a fan. So he said, would you want to, come on board with us and everything? So definitely, I said, yeah, I'm definitely on board. So he hired me as a creative consultant. He hired me as the lead writer.
Okay.
So I was supposed to go out to New Hampshire around the year 2000 to write 2 weeks of TV for public access out in Keene, New Hampshire. So I had all this stuff. I created all these characters for the roster. So first, we were supposed to crown champions right before I was supposed to come in as the lead writer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All of a sudden, in early 2000, that promotion collapsed.
Oh,
there was no. It was supposed to be called World of Fear Wrestling, which I came up with the name. They didn't have a name. I said, let's call it World of Fear Wrestling. I wrote the scripts for all the shows. We were supposed to do Sunday Bloody Sunday, Doomsday.
Mm.
So that fell through. So I said to myself, okay, I got to find someone else I can really, collaborate with. So I went online and looked up some local promotions, indie underground promotions in the area, not necessarily in New England, New Hampshire, whatever.
Right.
And then, so then I came across Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started talking then, and I came up with, this was back in May 2000, we started talking, you sent me a video of one of your episodes of Outlaws.
Right.
I know that was, that video really stood out because I saw the Vega-Torres feud culminate in that video. We saw another wrestler named Darkseid, I think it was.
Storm
was there. Yeah, we're going way back. Oh, yeah. I still have that video, by the way, in my house.
Oh, if you do, let me know because I'd like to have a copy of it.
Okay. Maybe we can sell it at the big event in November.
No, because I want to put some of that on YouTube because the 25th anniversary is coming up, and then we're trying to put some classic stuff as much as possible. Now that you brought that up, that would be great if you ever get a copy of that.
So I was talking about now my booking as a booker, as a writer, I'm like a Vince Russo. So I was telling Nelson about my ideas and everything, and he liked them, especially as we were going to do something about Jay Storm being in bondage and everything. It's like, oh, you want to do Jay Storm being
in bondage?
That was
one of the ideas.
So, however, though, I was then I got caught up with other stuff, going away to college and stuff like that, and then 7 years later, finally, Nelson and I finally sealed the deal. And, you know, finally I ended up, becoming part of WTF. And then we had a meeting October 2007.
Yeah, I think there was somewhere along the lines, I think if you want to talk about storylines or whatever you just mentioned, he was suggesting one or like a suggestion, if you will. I always open to suggestions.
Yes.
I don't know. People think I don't. I listen to ideas. I do. It's just the fact that, you know, you have to present it to me where I can understand it. Not just, we got to do it because we got to do it. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, you're open to ideas. And there's nothing
wrong with that. I don't mind if you're writing it down. I don't care if you listen to you tell me over the phone, I'll be okay with it, but just don't say we gotta do it or else. You know what I mean? I mean, every idea could be great. Sometimes it's a home run, sometimes it's not. But one idea that stood out, like I probably bring it up here, was I don't know if this was you or somebody else, but I want to say it's you. Was it you that came up with the idea of Havoc and a hot tub?
Yeah, that was my idea. In a hot tub.
And then Angelique at the time, who's his manager, you know, was going to catch him with two girls in the hot tub with Havoc.
Oh my God.
No, I think if I got this right, this was like 15 years ago, that Havoc was going to be in the hot tub with two other girls, two porn stars that I think I might know. Mm-hmm. And I don't know them now. But anyway, that's besides the point. Him in the hot tub for some reason, and then Angelique will walk in and catch them, and you know that story where they, oh my God, I can't believe this and that.
Yeah.
But I think that was shot down really quickly.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Those kind of things. And by the fact, we still do those things. We could do kind of retarded things like that. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I even proposed to Angelique, because this was at the April 2008 taping we did at the venue in Jamaica,
right.
Queens. I even said to Angelique, would you want to, come on, wearing a bikini?
Right.
And she said to me, oh, no, my body's not good for a bikini. No, I don't think I'm going to be good for a bikini. I'm not going to be able to fit into that. I'm like, okay, that's fine. So that was another idea that I threw around. The thing is, with me as a booker, as a creative writer, I push the envelope. I go far, far beyond. There was one guy that said to me, Gia doesn't push the envelope, she tears it. Tears the envelope. And then, that's basically what it is, yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So that was one of the few things for those who never knew about that idea. It's a little behind the scenes there that you didn't know that Havoc at one point was supposed to be in a hot tub. But the only question is, we were going to get one, but then that idea shot down too. So obviously, there's a lot of ideas that I would down the road would mention.
Right, and that's how you guys officially met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can tell you one story about an idea that was brought up, and everybody. I don't know if Gia Savitz, excuse me. Brought up, or it was me. I think it was more of me that. We were going to actually have an RV, travel from New York all the way to LA, cross country, and shoot everything we could do from point A to point B for like hours and hours of footage to put it on a WTF DVD, something that everybody's been asking for the very longest time. A WTF DVD, something has everybody's always asking, how come we never made one? Well, let's just say
it's always time consuming.
It's not just that, but a handful of people even shot that idea down.
Well, that was actually an idea of mine as well. And now, Nelson, that we're doing the the convention circuit, going to, like, we did the big event, you know, this past March, and we're trying to do other conventions as well. You know, that's also a good idea for us to sell, you know, DVDs as well, yeah. A compilation, best of, you know, the history of the WTF title.
Yeah. If we can, like, yeah, if I can find some footage.
Do that. Make covers for the DVDs and everything.
Yeah, if I can find some of that, because I'm shitty when it comes to keeping the archives like that. I'm not really good at that. I know I have some in my basement somewhere, but working on that. But as I said, the RV thing, that was an idea where WTF, the idea would be WTF cross country. We would visit different landmarks cross country, like, you know, the Mount Rushmore, the St. Louis, that little arc that's there,
yeah.
and so on, and those things. But apparently somebody shut Dan down because they don't want to go further than 3,000 miles out of New York for some reason.
But I'm not going to.
Yeah. We're
it's whatever.
But anyway. You're about to say?
So, well, you know, it's funny you mention all that because, you know, I would like for WTF, us, to do some overseas work.
Like
that's
travel?
Something. Mm. Well, there is a promotion out there, Carolina Nelson.
Does okay. Caroline count?
Do you want me to count?
No, I meant to say, does Canada count? I don't know why I say Caroline.
I don't know.
I said Caroline and Canada. Because we're still having issues trying to get to Canada.
Canada.
There is, and now here's the thing, there's a promotion out there. It's out actually all the way out in Manila, Philippines.
Okay.
Called Philippine Wrestling Revolution. Now, this is the only wrestling promotion, indie promotion in the country of the Philippines. And who helped them start the promotion was Joey Legend, who was in WWE as Just Joe. That's the guy who's doing the segments, the storylines, where he was starting trouble with other people backstage, and then of course right. Triple H was it. So he helped these guys start this. So I decided to watch some of their stuff on YouTube. I like what they have, and honestly, I think it fits in perfectly with our product. I think I would like, and I know, here's the thing, we will be on an airplane for 22 hours, 20 hours, I know.
Yeah.
That's the only problem.
I would love to do that, hell.
However, I think this would be great for us.
That's the only downfall,
that's
of course.
The only thing. I know, I'm going to be sounding like Michael Jackson. When Michael Jackson said he hated touring, I'm going to be interviewed down the road saying I hate going to the Philippines as a 22-hour ride, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but however, I think this promotion, we fit in well with them. They're a good group of kids, it looks like.
Okay.
So that's something. I think someday down the road, we should try to get in touch with PWR.
Yeah, let's
Philippine
look
wrestling.
I would love to travel just in general, around the cross country. Yeah. Hell, we were invited to like a porn convention in Australia.
Oh, my God, yeah. We got invited down under. We got invited. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, not only was it Australia, was it Sydney?
Sydney, Australia. That's in the same place. Yeah.
Yeah. It was Sydney, Australia. I heard Amsterdam.
Oh, that's one bucket list.
That's one bucket list.
Location I want to, and still do a show from there.
If we could do a show in Amsterdam.
I don't know if they do conventions. I don't know if they do.
Just to go there.
Yeah.
It would be great.
I heard they make great pancakes.
They do make great pancakes.
I heard.
They do. But that's a good old spring break college trip. But they make awesome pancakes.
But yeah.
But
right next to the Anne Frank house. I'm not even making this up. Someone told me that.
Well, I don't know about that, but I had very special pancakes. Very special.
We could talk about pancakes all day long.
Yeah.
But Gia Savitz, now we're moving forward. Now we're trying to bring in wrestling back into WTF format. Actually, believe it or not, the people were asking, when is the wrestling coming back? When is the wrestling coming back?
Yes, even though everyone loves the adult entertainment part of it, when is the wrestling going to come back? When is the wrestling
Believe
coming
it
back?
Or not, true story, and I'll give you a fact, and it's a good thing Gia Savitz is here to, you know, back this up a little bit. I was this close to not bringing back wrestling after that little episode where Mr. Vega and Jason Jones were in this exact same studio and just went ahead, you know, head to head, if you will, and Mr. Jones didn't exactly say anything back. And at that point, I just said, I'm not doing it anymore. I can't do the wrestling. It got really out of control. If you haven't seen that episode, just type in Angel Vega, Jason Jones, and you know what exactly I'm talking about. This episode happened in 2015, if I'm not mistaken. But long story short, somebody actually convinced me to actually give it a second chance, if you will. And of all people, it was actually Gia Savitz.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I... Here it is. When it comes to the professional wrestling business, I've never had so much fun like working for you.
Yeah.
It's so much fun because you give us a lot of creative freedom. You know, we got like story. We could do stuff similar to the Attitude Era, ECW, and Russo booking WCW all rolled into
and
one.
I feel
type
like you're
thing.
Paying homage to the EC area, the hardcore.
Yeah.
Attitude.
Yeah.
Era,
but we push the envelope here in WTF. A lot of these promoters in the business, they wanted to say like I don't want to mention the guy's name, but I had one promoter out of Wallington, New Jersey, who was pushing the envelope at one point. Then he had to move into another venue, a Knights of Columbus venue in Wallington, and he had to tone it down. So when I was, you know, writing, you know, edgy content for him, he said, we do family stuff here, Gia. You know, you can't keep writing this stuff. And then eventually I left that promotion. I couldn't, I don't do family-oriented stuff. So I feel like WTF Wrestling still has potential, and I know, Nelson, you had some second thoughts about
Because that story was true. Because I mean, I was that close. I'm not even like bringing it back at all. Because there was a situation where things were said, and
it was too much.
It was too much. So if you're wondering what the episode is, again, just type that episode and you'll see what I'm talking about. I think it's from March 15, 2018. If you look that up, then you'll know what I'm talking about. March of 2015. 2015. And if you remember that, then you'll know what I'm talking about. That was when shit hit the fan for me. But however, Gia Savitz explained, give it a second chance and see where it goes, right?
And another thing too, we're doing, as I said, we're doing the convention circuit. You know, we just did a big event in March.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it was a very, very successful big event for us because we had fans that knew the WTF product. And then we had fans that, and then we even had fans that like didn't know our product that I had to explain to them, say you catch us Tuesday nights 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. and everything like that,
which is still live.
Yes.
Yeah. So I said that to some of the fans and everything, and then we sold merchandise. We had WTF T-shirts, Fetish Vikings T-shirts, everything like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just we're getting our names out there. We plan on doing more conventions, and then I think we're gonna be doing some shows at some point soon as well. In the area.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where we're trying to work at right now. Because doing a wrestling show is not as easy as it sounds, especially in New York City.
Yeah.
It's not like what it was years ago when we used to do it. Things have changed dramatically. Literally, dramatically. Over the years, it was easier in the early 2000s, the mid-2000s for that matter, the last time we'd done stuff like this, but now it's getting harder and harder with the New York State Athletic Commission especially.
Yeah, that Athletic Commission, and I said this on the episode, I believe I said this on the it was October 2017 episode of WTF TV Live with Peter the Actor on.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyhow, so I did address that. It's a very, very, very strict Athletic Commission. They want licenses for a lot of things, and that's why it's kind of easy to run shows in Pennsylvania Athletic Commission is a little tough to a certain extent, because when I worked with NEWA, mm-hmm. which was a fun promotion, we had some issues with that Athletic Commission. But like Jersey, it's a little easier to do shows in Jersey.
Jersey is very
tougher. Connecticut too, it's easier. Like
have you ever considered Queens?
Queens?
Yeah.
That's New York.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I know, have you ever considered, Queens, New York?
Yeah, I mean, that is something, yeah.
Well, like Long Island or something.
Well, it's part of New York, technically.
Yeah, I know,
but it's like, doing anywhere within the state of New York, doing a wrestling show can be a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
That I've experienced over the last, I'd say, 20-plus years. Dealing with that situation. It's just not, getting a license is not as easy as it sounds. People say it is easy, which is not exactly the case.
Yeah, I mean, it is quite a bit of money, the license and everything, But, I've also been looking for venues for us, We thought about like Hiawatha, New Jersey at one point. I even thought about a place in Cheshire, Connecticut, Pro Wrestling Academy, Connecticut, which was owned by Joseph von Schmidt.
Okay.
And that's a good, and I did speak to him not too long ago. He said, we could even sell tickets, because with WTF Wrestling, with our shows, I look at us doing 4 hours of footage to shoot, but I also want us to do ticket sales, maybe some little merchandise around there too.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, Pro Wrestling Academy, Connecticut, unfortunately closed, which I was very, very shocked.
Wow.
Extremely shocked, because they were considering that the best training in the state of, in New England, the state of Connecticut, and all that. So that place closed. So unfortunately, because I was going to reach out to Joseph von Schmidt, who owned the venue, I was going to reach out to him and see if we could go in there.
Right.
But at the, I was at the standalone wrestling convention, which was in August, this past August, out in Atlantic City, doing promotional, big event promotional work, and I did speak to production company that's associated to a promotion out in Connecticut. So trying to, you know, hopefully we'll use that venue as well. It's based out of East Haven. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm also working hard for us to, you know, do more shows, definitely.
Yeah, we're trying to do shows. We're trying to do shows where there's places that do like me and some don't like me. There's some places that don't like me, but that's, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, hey, as long as not here or there.
But hey, look, you know what? How I do my show is different, but you know what? People still come.
Exactly.
They still watch.
They still watch.
Exactly.
You can hate me all you want, you know, but, hey, you know, over the years, believe it or not, 25 years I've been doing this, yes, I've received a lot of death threats, a lot of, like, things that I don't think people behind the scenes know much as anybody else does. So you'd be surprised, but it doesn't affect me at all because, you know, I do what I do. It's not going to change who I am.
That's all, yeah. That's
yeah,
awesome.
So, and which reminds me, the big event you said that's coming up.
Yeah.
You are, you know, because we did it last year too.
It's March.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll probably do a little more of that down the road, definitely promoting WTF. But you are also doing this once again. So what are you doing in the big event in November 10th, right?
Yes, November 10th, yep. Well, I'm partnering up with GSM Productions again. And it's basically, it really started out as really doing promotional work for Molt of the Damage. It was one of the hottest independent wrestling talents in the area, probably throughout the country, you could say, as well. Great, great talent. He's over, he's way over with the fans. So it started, so yeah, so this is the third big event I'm doing, but the second I'm doing with GSM Productions.
Okay.
So, that was Multi the Damager, and of course, what we usually do is, when I'm with GSM, we do half booth has a talent signing, like the one we did last year, mm-hmm. had Ali Rex signing autographs on her,
right.
her half, and on the other half we had collectibles, so this year we're doing the same thing. It's going to be Multi the Damager is going to be on one end, and the other half is going to be collectibles. However, there were some changes that were made, actually, in July.
Oh.
Now, as many of you fans out there know that are listening to this, know that there was a 350 days premiere. That's a wrestling documentary
yes.
documenting the professional wrestling business.
Which I went to.
Exactly. I remember you were there. Unfortunately, I couldn't go due to other like work-related issues. However...
Which was a great movie, by the way, if it doesn't get to see it. For a documentary, it was like a five-year... Shoot,
that was building up, yeah. And there was a who's who of professional wrestling that was at that that screening. And it was in Union Square. Guess who was there?
Besides me.
Nelson, you know about this. Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling icon legend, Hollywood, one of the biggest names in the 1980s, during the 1980s wrestling boom.
Wow.
So Hollywood was there, and the CEO, my partner, the CEO of GSM Productions, did have a meet. I did talk to Hollywood, brought up about her coming on board.
Okay.
To do a personal appearance for us. And later on, she confirmed that, yes, Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling legend, icon Hollywood will be present at the Big Event 15 on Saturday, November the 10th,
yes.
At the Gia Savitz GSM Productions booth. And yes. of course, Saturday, November the 10th, LaGuardia Plaza Hotel. All the big events are at LaGuardia Plaza Hotel, East Elmhurst, Queens, New York.
Awesome.
So returning there, and we will have two talents signing. And of course, you know, collectibles, rare collectibles will be sacked. Actually, we're going to probably be selling more collectibles, I think, at this one compared to the other previous day. We got a lot more stuff to sell.
Oh, wow. That is a very so big a
yes, yes. I did meet Hollywood there.
Yeah.
And I have a picture with her to prove that, but that's no here or there. But yeah, she's a wonderful woman, too.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. And she's been very, very good to us. She's a big name yet. She hasn't been giving us any demands like, you need to do this for me, you need to do that for me. It's just been great so far.
I know she does custom wrestling videos. It still does.
Kind of like fetish type.
Yeah,
wrestling.
Which, you know, I love that. So.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I mean, like, hopefully one day she can come nowadays. Here and do in the studio and do that, because we have other people doing that too.
Yeah.
So we've been doing a lot more of that.
Well,
we can always work something out.
Yeah, well, also, Hollywood will be also, we're also going to be doing interviews at this big event.
Yes.
That will be airing on YouTube. And Hollywood did agree that she could do interviews for us as well. She's going to be wearing a lot of hats.
I know some of it might be conjunction with WTF a little
absolutely.
Bit because I will be there helping with the production and whatnot. Hopefully down the road, hopefully in March again we'll do this better. Or I don't know how you want to say better, but like a grander. I don't know how you can explain it, but help me here.
Grandest stage of them all?
Yeah, WrestleMania.
Yeah, grandest stage of them all.
No, but bottom line is that, you know, you know, I will definitely be there as well, too, for the big event that's in, what, November 10th?
Saturday, November the 10th.
Yes.
Same time as always, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., but, of course, we got to set up at 8 a.m. We start setting up at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. with everything, and, of course, I got to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, usually, because it's early in the morning for me
to set
up.
Yeah, you probably see wrestling fans by 7 a.m. already anyway, just
lining up.
Yeah, just hanging out.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's times, there's a line that builds up. But yeah, I mean, like, you know, the one we did together, WTF booth, we had so much fun. I mean, so much fun. It's such a fun time.
We'll do it again. We'll definitely.
Yeah.
And hopefully, if, I don't know if we should mention this, but we're all in the process of doing something for WrestleMania weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah, absolutely, yep. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, so WrestleMania weekend. And yes, you know, we are, WTF is a promotion, but we're going to take advantage of the fact that people are coming from all different parts of the country or different parts of the world being there to promote ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So we're going to, you'll find out that week of WrestleMania, how that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah,
so more in a few weeks and months to come. So with that, Gia Savitz, I want to thank you for coming by.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. And Caroline, thank you, of course, because you're Caroline.
I guess. I never really use myself in the third person, but thanks.
But Lenny called you, Caroline. I love you, Caroline.
Of course he does.
Because he loves you.
The shriveling bastard. yeah, he's a great guy.
He said he wants to date her. Like, you know.
I thought he wanted to date me. I thought he wanted to go to man's country with me. I'm jealous. He's my man.
Maybe
you can have him.
Maybe have a double date. You
can have the schmuck. I don't want him.
Well, he has a lot of money. I like men with money. I heard he's like worth like $300 million, Captain Lenny. So I want Captain Lenny.
Have him.
I want to marry him. So we'll do a WTF wedding.
I don't know if...
definitely have that. I'll bring the ring pop.
Matter of fact, I think Lenny wanted to take Caroline to man's country. I'm like, wait a minute.
How can I go to man's country if I'm not a man?
Oh, man.
I mean, the doctor did a great job, but obviously I'm not a man.
I think you'll stand out. Like,
yeah, well, I'll literally stick out like a store thumb.
Well, you know what we could do? You know what we could do? Maybe what we need to do is, you know, if he likes you and he likes me, I guess we're going to have to just do a threesome, you, me, and Captain Lenny.
There's not enough liquor and marijuana in the world.
For that to happen.
Like, none at all. None. I love you. I love you, Gio. Do not get me wrong, but no. Absolutely fucking not.
All right. With that
being said,
this is Nelson Torres. Make sure, and thank you for Gio. Where can we find you?
Of course, on Twitter at NG Associate. And, of course, my YouTube channel, which is Gio Savitz, and it's youtube.com/NGANomad.
All right, awesome. And Caroline, where can we find you?
You can find me on Facebook under Caroline Stewart. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Tumblr, YouTube, all under Goddess of Music, number 7.
Awesome. And make sure you check out the official Twitter of WTF at WTF TV and also Instagram with the same name. And subscribe to our YouTube page at WTF World TV on YouTube. And, of course, subscribe here in case you haven't done that yet.
Yes.
So, with that, this is Nelson Torres along with Caroline Stewart and Gia Savitz. And we'll definitely see you guys next time on WTF TV. Peace. If you didn't see that, he blew a kiss.
Yes. Kisses all around.
Yes.